Hi, you're watching I Allegedly, and I'm Dan. Welcome back. The numbers just don't lie, guys. They really don't. And as I was compiling everything for this video, I was sitting there just shocked at all these different figures that, came to me, and I can't wait to share these with you guys. Please hit the like button, please subscribe to the channel, and today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Now, guys, think about this. This is just random, okay, in the order. 71% of all real estate agents last year did not sell one home. There are 1.5 million real estate agents, and 71% of them did not sell a home. Isn't that wild? So, that's 1 million of those agents did not sell one home. 4% of all agents sold 10 homes. 4%, or 60,000 agents. Isn't that wild, guys? So it's a bad year for real estate, bad year for real estate agents, but this is a great thing. It's like, hey, I'm in the upper 10% of the country. I'm in the upper 4% of the country. I mean, they sold 10 houses. So I love stats like this. I love when we hear this stuff. And, when you hire a professional and you go to have a real estate agent, it's now lately I've decided that I'm not going to have a buyer's agent for my next home purchase. And I'm gonna have my attorney negotiate everything. And I've had agents say, oh, it's terrible. They're just gonna give the commission to the other side. No, they're not. They're not gonna do that at all, because it'll be deducted from the price of the home. Mark my words, because it's, it's being done right now. And a lot of these agents just don't have a clue. So ask questions from these people. I had to have blood work done today, and this morning it's in the lab office, and a woman pulled in frantic with a very sick baby and toddler, under a year old. And she was like, the doctor told me to come over here to get the blood work done. They go, oh, do you have an appointment? No, I don't. Well, I'm sorry, we can't help you. She's like, you got to. I got 15 miles left in my car. For the electric car, she's 15 miles. Now, guys, no one plans on a sick child. But this is the kiss of death with these electric vehicles. Because think about this. If she was turned away by this place, because I almost, it was half an inch away from me stepping in and saying something, because I stood up and they go, no, we're going to take her. Don't worry. Okay. Because I was like furious at this. But also, oh, you have to go to the other lab because we don't do pediatrics here. Sure you do. Okay, you just had a kid walk out of here. Her mom with a kid walk out of here. Yeah, but you have to have a pediatric appointment. So, anyways, do you see what I'm saying? This, the electric cars, nobody sits there and does the math on these things. And how, what happens if you have an emergency? What happens if you don't have time to charge your car? Charge your car. This woman was just living hell during this time. So, whenever I do a video, I always get people that respond to me and say, oh, Dan, I really liked your story about the HOAs. And we have Kenny has a friend, Frank and Judy, that live in Florida. And she said, yeah, you're not kidding. They raised the home maintenance fee, which is their HOA fee, to $1,300 a month. And he said, yeah, Dan, you heard that right, $1,300 a month. The idea with this is, who can afford that, guys? Who can afford $14,600 a year? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy, but that's just what they do right now. And people don't want to put pen to paper to that, So Amazon's getting sued today for a tracking lawsuit. And think about this, guys, because this is horrible. Amazon has apps, and you could get this spyware put on an app that you get made, and it would track people's purchases. It would track, hey, Dan's at Veterans Park right now, and he's making a video. You would have all this pertinent information. You got an old guy walking around, and the data, your health data, all this stuff. Amazon is stealing all that. Now, I get people that say, big deal. They do this all the time. No, this is a big deal, guys, because you don't want to have your personal information, your shopping information, you know, what you search, what you look at, all this stuff can be sold to other people. That's incredibly valuable in the marketplace right now. And nobody wants to sit there and think about that. But that's what Amazon's getting sued for. But you have to understand, I mean, everything from buying patterns, search patterns, people in your household, all that stuff. This is data that is incredibly valuable to these different, merchants, especially Amazon. But Amazon's getting their brain sued out. So this federal lawsuit will be interesting because nobody wants this. Nobody wants all their stuff, you know, given away. And the tracking software is done in such a way that if you go out and you search for something, it's just following you around everywhere you go. So let me know what you think about this. A lot more to cover. But again, the numbers don't lie, guys, because this is crazy. But Amazon's making a killing, and Amazon's finally going to get sued for this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know, Goldman Sachs has just said that we're going to see paltry earnings in the stock market and the S&P 500. You could see your stocks go down as much as 40%. Think about this. It would take 20 years for you to recoup that if you lost 40% in your 401k. If you look at this last week, you've had NVIDIA stock drop $600 billion in value, which is equivalent to Home Depot and Costco. Crazy. You need to get yourself into precious metals. The best place to do that is number one rated Patriot Gold Group. Call them today, 888-330-1431. They have IRAs, 401ks, all backed by precious metals. Number one rated for 9 years in a row with Consumer Affairs. Unbelievable customer service. Contact them today before it's too late. 888-330-1431. They will answer all your questions. Great service, great company. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group today. I love this park because it's just very clean, very nice. Always a great place to walk around. But they installed these Mylar strips to keep the birds away. And every now and then you see a few ducks that are like, ah, we don't care. We're going to come by and hang out. So it's kind of funny that they only work so well. Another day, another auto recall. Honda just recalled, listen to this, 294,612 vehicles. Wow. These cars could have a loss of power. While you're driving them, they could shut off. You could lose power steering. You could lose everything, braking, everything. That's terrible. Acura MDX, Honda Pilot, and the Acura TZX. Okay? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Now, here's the thing about this. This is not from 15 years ago. These are 2021 to 2025 cars. These are the most recent cars that they just sold, and you've got 294,000 of those cars that are, you know, potentially going to have problems. Isn't that wild? The inventory of single-family houses has absolutely gone up a ton. You know, all we hear about is how there's no inventory, there's no house is available for sale. It's nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense because the inventory across the United States has gone up to the highest level since 2007. So since 2007, you have more houses that are available for sale right now than you've ever had. You know, you talk about the ages, talk about the numbers, talk about all this stuff. We want a good real estate market. Let's face it. You want stores like Home Depot to do well. When Home Depot does well, Lowe's does well. We know that people are repairing their homes. There's a lot of easy tells in the economy. And right now, people just are not spending the money. And it's funny. I had a friend of mine. She called me today, and she was talking about servicing her car, and she drives a lot. And she's like, hey, I'm thinking about not taking my car to the dealership, and I know you don't believe in that. What do you think about this? It's an oil change. You know, you're going to spend $100. Just go and get it. They'll reset your code, and it's not going to invalidate any warranties or anything like that. But you have to maintain your cars, guys. You have to do this right now. So it's important. But John Hussman, he called the 2000 recession, 2008 recession, and he says this is it, 2025. In the first 6 months, we're going to have this. So we've got John Hussman calling a recession, finally. And again, what are we in right now? What has this been? What has the Biden mess from the last 4 years been? What is, seriously, the economy's not good. Ask anybody that's been laid off. Ask people that can't get business credit. You know, the one thing that I've talked about in the past is that Mike Lindell from MyPillow, when you can't get conventional financing, that's a telltale sign of how bad things are. And that guy has had to use credit card advances, all these different things that are just horrible. But right now, things are not good right now in the economy. They just aren't. I think we're in a recession, but, you know, we're going to finally start to get real numbers as they start issuing this. So we'll see what happens from there. But John Hussman thinks that we're going to enter a full recession. So let me know what you think about that. And, you know, when you guys fly, do you like a particular airline? Do you like, hey, I like to travel. We like to go American. We like to go Delta. My daughter loves Delta. It's got all their perks and everything with that, and their different meeting rooms and things that she has. But I mean, I hate discount airfares. They're just horrible lately. Everything feels like a discount airfare lately. Let's go up to the military area. But again, Spirit Airlines was going to merge last year with JetBlue, and it fell apart. JetBlue is a fine airline. I like JetBlue. And it fell apart. So when it folded, you know, Spirit was on the verge of bankruptcy, and it's been in and out of, you know, of going out of business completely. They did file bankruptcy late last year, but they are in talks right now with Frontier, and there's two great articles below for you to look at, because one of them states about how the talks are back on for the merger, and Spirit is just rejecting everything, and they owe hundreds of millions of dollars. They lose, you know, millions of dollars a week right now, and Frontier, you know, tried to put together a deal, and they're like, nah, ain't gonna work for us. So, you know, when you think about this, I mean, it's really is funny, because these companies that are trying to save themselves are not going to save themselves. And I could realistically see Spirit Airlines going out of business. Would the world be hurt badly if that happened? Now, United Healthcare has been in the news. And one thing that happened about a year ago was they had a data breach. And, you know, being at the doctor's office, I was thinking about all the information that I gave them today when I was at the doctor's office. Driver's license. They go, hey, what's the last 4 digits of social? Because they have my social, you know. And everything we were doing today, this is, you got Army, you got Marines, you got Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard. Really just a cool spot up here. A lot of people have wanted me to come up here. Always like coming up here. So with that, guys, United Healthcare, think about this. They had a data breach where they think 100 million people from their Care Connect program was compromised. Man, it is everything. They got it all when they did this. And it's not 100 million, it's 190 million people. They have everything from your name, your social, your job, everything about you, your diagnosis. Okay? Well, Dan takes a lot of Viagra. You know what I mean? Nobody wants that stuff out there. You know what I mean? It's all the personal information. So United Healthcare has been in the news lately for obvious reasons, but this is horrible, because the problem with these companies is they don't do anything to help us. They really don't. So let me know what you think about this stuff so far. I was just blown away with 190 million people. That's half the country. Half the country has had their data stolen from this hack. But it's everything. It's absolutely everything that's happened to your doctor. Come on, ladies, is there anything that you don't want to talk to us about? Okay, well, let me show you your health records. Come on. It's ridiculous. A few things to end this video. First thing is, we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live. It's uncensored. It's everything we can't talk about in other places. check it out today. Go to iallegedly.tv to sign up for that. And we have almost 200 videos there, getting close. So a couple things. The Fed kept interest rates and didn't raise them, you know, didn't lower them. Donald Trump was angry about that. This is the problem you created. You need to fix it, lower interest rates. Okay? So it will be interesting to see if he tries to oust Jerome Powell. But again, guys, those of you that are sitting there that write me and say they're going to lower interest rates, you're going to see 4% mortgages again. Okay, good luck. Yeah, that's not going to happen, guys. Bob Menendez, the senator from New Jersey, who is just a scumbag degenerate who took bribes and gold and had gold bars in his house and would sing karaoke to his wife, got sentenced to 11 years in prison. Isn't that nice? 11 years in prison. Oh, have a nice day. And it's big boy prison too. So it'll be good for him. Okay. Final story is, do you have to show up at work? You know, it's funny. I met my friend's son early this morning and, he wanted to set up a YouTube channel. We talked about that and we were talking about, you know, working and showing up and how, if this is something you're going to do, you have to do it on a schedule, on a regular basis. Well, Donald Trump just told the government workers that if they don't show up by February 6th, they're going to be fired. Goodbye. You're fired. Now, the beauty of this is that, guys, we all have to work. We have to show up. These people don't want to work. These people don't want to show up. And I think it's unfair. So let me know what you think. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Email me, hello@iallegedly.com. And I will see you guys very soon. I always like when I see birds out here because they're just not supposed to be here. So I will see you very soon.